Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, today I've got some emails that were sent to me of stuff that people want us to look at and discuss, one of which is foreclosures, which seem to be climbing again in many of the big cities. So that's an interesting topic that we'll get to. But before we do get to that topic, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to me, and that is our 35th anniversary. I want you to think about this. I've been mentoring people on how to buy real estate for 35 years. And just wrap your arms around that for a second. 35 years, been there teaching. Thousands and thousands of members all over the country. And almost, in fact, we have members in every state of the country. We know that, many different countries. We've been buying single-family houses, duplexes, fourplexes. We've been buying small apartments, medium apartments, and large apartments. We've been doing individual independent purchases, and we've been doing syndications where groups of people get together and buy. We've been doing that for 35 years. Now think about it. Over those years, when I first started Lifestyles Unlimited, there was all kinds of crazy guys out there. There's guys named Dave Del Dotto, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Miles, Ron the Grand, Carlton Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki. And yes, even Donald Trump had a real estate training program at one time. Now, Donald Trump's is gone. He got sued to shut it down. Cost him $50 million. All these other guys are gone. Robert Kiyosaki's going around thumping on different people's shows, trying to make a living, selling gold, selling silver, whatever. But 35 years later, good old Dell's still here. And I'd like to think that I'm here because, one, I helped a lot of people change their lives, to get out there, to teach them the information necessary, to give them some inspiration, maybe even some motivation for people that like motivation, to get out and do something. Get out and change your life. We've had hundreds, and quite honestly, I haven't counted, probably thousands of people that have retired from doing what we do. We don't keep specific track of deals, nor specific track of people and or what the results were, because I never wanted to get into that. It's not a rat race. It's not a hustle. What it is sharing. If you help enough other people in this world get what they want, you can have anything you want. And what I found was people wanted to know how to retire. People wanted to know how to create passive streams of income that would allow them to live the quality of life that they want to live. Whether or not they wanted to keep their job or not, or whether they wanted to retire, or whatever the end goal was for them, the result was for them. Many people just came and just say, let's pick up a couple $1,000s of passive cash flow on the side. That was good enough for them mentally to change, to make a difference, right? And we've been doing this for so long. And over the years, the market goes up and the market goes down, and new theories come in and new theories go out. But the bottom line is, it's still a house. It's still a tenant. It's still, you've got to locate it, evaluate it, negotiate it. You got to get it under contract. You got to do your feasibility. You got to decide to close it, get the financing, renovate it, and put a tenant in it. And whether that's a single family house or a duplex or a fourplex or an apartment, you got to do that in any and every one of these situations. For those of you who have already done it, you know what I'm talking about. You got to go through the process. And what Lifestyles program was about was, okay, look at all this complex information here. How do we get that down to something simplistic enough the average person can pick it up and run with it? And that's what we did. I've always prided myself on being the simplicity on the other side of complexity. I've internalized and regurgitated this material back out so that I've taken out all of the fluff, all of the stuff that has sent you down the wrong path. I mean, there's so many bad ideas out there. They get mixed in with so many good ideas. And just to have someone be able to tell you, look, you're going down the wrong path. I know there's 50 different ways to do this. You've heard that. But the 50 are not right. There's maybe two or three that make sense. And let me get you that information. Let me get you out there. Start being productive. Make something happen. So that's what Lifestyles has been about for 35 years. Now, I used to teach all the classes. I used to mentor all of the people. And I guess it was a cursing and a bless at the same time. The blessing was that people succeeded under my tutelage. And so they brought more people and we got busier. And it got to the point where the blessing became the curse, where there was too much work. I was working like a dog. It was a full-time job, helping people. And I liked helping people. Before I helped people in this, I helped people in the health club business. I taught people how to get in shape. So I like helping people make their lives better. That's what I do. It's what I enjoy, right? I had retired at 34 years of age. I didn't want to go back to work full time. So I tried to figure out how to ration this stuff off. And the first thing I rationed off was all marketing, all positivity, all go out there and sell somebody a membership, get somebody in. And I said, look, I'll teach, you guys market. And that worked for a while, because that freed me up to do nothing but help people and not be involved in running the business that much. And I had people that were pretty good at marketing, and so things got done. And when I say good at marketing, they were good at sales. We never really did a lot of marketing. In fact, the interesting thing about Lifestyles Unlimited is, to this day, I look back 35 years, and you would think it would be different 35 years later, but it's not. It's still 70% of all of our members are referrals, and 30% of our members come from radio, which many times is a referral. So somebody goes, you should listen to this crazy guy on the radio. And so you get referred to the radio show, and then you end up showing up. So in a roundabout way, it's a referral, so even higher than 70% are really referrals. There's no marketing. There's no place where you go and get hard-sold into signing up at Lifestyles Unlimited. You have to come and listen for a day, 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, until one day what happens, it hits you that, wow, I'm not satisfied. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, the teacher's been here the whole time. You just weren't ready to hear it yet. So in doing that for 35 years, I've just been doing radio shows out here, letting people know we're here, talking about the things that would interest them, showing people how the other side lives that actually has found out how to live off passive income, whether it be in addition to the earned income for a greater amount of money to live off of, or whether it is just completely replace your earned income with passive income, whichever one is your choice. But that's what we've been doing. Now, after that got to be too busy, there got to be too many people to mentor, then I had to split off and give away the single family stuff, and I hired a single family consultant mentor to take the single family mentoring. And that cut my workload in half again. And so I was able to get along for another X number of years, maybe 5 years, of just consulting multifamily deals and letting this other gentleman consult the single family deals. He did a great job. His name was Don Fletcher. And he did a great job, and he started the program for single family, and which was separated out of the multifamily program. We put it in two different programs. Still the same membership, but two different learning pathways. And then I was still overloaded, so what I did was I hired somebody to come in and create an educational portal. And all the classes and the videos and the stuff I was doing for education, we just videotaped them, produced them into great shows and put them on the portal. There I was consulting, and I had given away a lot of the work that ran Lifestyles. I just keep giving pieces away. It was like I would take one hat off, and you know, I had eight hats on. I'd take one off and give it away and go, boy, that feels good. Now I can get back to these other seven. And the next thing I gave away was is I hired consultants. Consultants were people that operated apartment complexes as a job. And the ones that I had, the first one I had, were all women. They were all apartment supervisors or regional managers, people that had operated not just one apartment complex, but had hired and fired and trained the staff to run multiple apartment complexes. And these ladies really, they took that workload off my back of, okay, now we get them to understand what to do. Now we can go out and look at their properties with them, and we can make suggestions on what to do to make it work better and help them that way. I mean, we don't actually do the work for them, but we will go out and evaluate your property. And I was doing that prior to hiring these ladies. And once I did that, boy, and why did I hire ladies, not just one? Because I hired one for each Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, which were our three main branch offices. Then when we went national, we hired a national one also. So these really took a lot of the workload out of my life. The next thing that happened, though, was it still got to be too crazy when they started syndications, when all of a sudden everybody and their brother could legally go put a syndication together. They changed the law and made it so you didn't have to register with the SEC. So any dingbat out there could go out and start a business and raise capital. And boy, all of a sudden everybody wanted to do it. And of course, we've been teaching it for 35 years, so shazam, we blew up. And at that point, I couldn't mentor everybody in all over the country. So I took people that were members that had been highly successful, and I put them in as mentors. And I had a mentor for Houston, a mentor for Dallas, a mentor for San Antonio, a national mentor for the people that weren't in one of our cities. And the most of our load at that time was in our cities. And now most of our load, believe it or not, is national. It's kind of weird. It changed. When one mentor wasn't enough, I added a second mentor. And then we had single family mentors. And when one single family wasn't enough, we added a second and a third. And all of a sudden, we had this giant staff of people helping people, right? And we were just blowing and going, buying everything. And we became like the fastest growing real estate consumption group in the country, especially in Texas. And I say consumption group because we weren't buying as a group. In other words, Lifestyles didn't own anything. It was each individual person that came through and took the training actually would go buy something. One apartment, two apartments, three apartments, more. Whatever they bought. One house, two houses, 10 houses, more. And I'm kind of a YouTube junkie. And I watch a lot of these podcasts, these success guru guys. And one of the guys asked a good question. He said, hey, don't show me pictures of your guru with a boat, a yacht, a plane, a car, a helicopter. Don't tell me how much money they've made off of me taking their program, none of which you'll see with me. You'll never see me with a boat, a yacht, a plane, fancy cars. Even if I had them, I wouldn't show them to you, right? So this guy said, show me what your students have done. And I always thought that was very interesting when he said that. So when it came about time for the Houston Apartment Association, they had this contest for Real Estate Investor of the Year. I went out for it, and I won. And I thought to myself, you know, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if we could duplicate that effort just because I'm good enough to do it. What about my students? Because, you know, I'm in the back of my mind, don't tell me what you've done. Tell me what your students have done. So I set out to my consultants, my mentors, and I said, guys, let's go find the brightest in our group. And each year, let's get them set up and ready to go compete for this award. For the Houston Apartment Association, the Dallas Apartment Association, the San Antonio Apartment Association, and then to the National Apartment Association. Because I won the Houston one, then I won the national one. And lo and behold, once we started teaching the techniques that win contests, we won 16 years in a row. Not I, not Lifestyles, one of you was the Real Estate Investor of the Year at the National Apartment Association every year for 16 years in a row. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing Lifestyle's 35th anniversary. Yeah, that's it, guys. 35 years. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, when I came in this business, guys came and went in the self-help business industry left and right, like, you know, whatever. And they would bug you, and then they'd disappear. And that's just about the way it worked. But not Lifestyles. We've been around for 35 years helping people change their lives. So I was at the point where I was saying, look, we've got this event coming up. It's going to be the largest event we've had since the Expo. Won't be quite as large as the Expo, but we will be having this Houston event Saturday and Sunday. It's the 2-day, September 6th and 7th. You want to make sure you get to that class because I'm going to not only teach the basic materials that you need to get up and going, but I'm going to be teaching what kinds of mistakes people have made over the years that have stopped them from getting the best results they possibly could. And that's important. I'll be showing you where people fail. People always ask me, why don't you show, you know, not just the great examples, but, you know, the failure examples. And the truth of the matter is, I've always believed personally that you learn more from the seeing how to do it right than to learn what somebody did wrong, because all you do is go, well, you know, look, anybody can fail, but what do you do to make it work? However, I heard your call. And I'm going to, in this one, put in the information on what you need to avoid for failure. So it's going to be a very extensive 2-day workshop. It's going to be a lot of material, and you're going to want to not want to miss it. So that is September 6th and 7th in Houston, Texas. There are hotels all around us, and you can get a reservation somewhere. You want to get in. Spend the time with us. Now, the day Thursday before that, which would be September 4th, we're going to have what we call our case study. And case study is where we bring in Lifestyles members to open forum. Now, normally they get up and talk about their specific deal and what kind of money and returns they made and, you know, what they did and so forth. This is going to be larger this time. It's going to be a whole panel of people like that. I want you to come in and see the people that are successful right now. Who's hot and who's not? Who's rocking right now? Come in and see what they're doing differently, how they're making this time and place the right market to be in, and not miss out on that. So that's September 4th. Now, I must tell you, in both cases, we're doing this in my lifestyle seminar office, which has a room that's about 350, 400 people. Fire code wise, I'm not sure how many seats actually fit in there fire code wise, but it will be full and you're going to need to reserve yourself a seat. So call the Lifestyles Unlimited and get someone on the line and say, hey, I want to register a seat for that event for the case study on Thursday night, September 4th, and on the 2-day, September 6th and 7th, all day long, Saturday and Sunday. I think it goes from like 8 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we go out after that generally. I'm going to have the ambassadors finding places for us all to go to network. If I can, I'll get my friends to get together and figure out some networking spots for the higher-end people. And if, you know, you want to go with the higher-end people, of course, we go to more expensive restaurants. If you want to go with the people that go to the more casual-type restaurants, that's fine. But I think we try to have both types of events available for you to go to. So, I mean, a lot going on. That's all I can say is a lot going on. We're going to have a special. I've got a super little special that I'm going to offer on the case study. It's not a money special. It's not a discount to the membership or anything like that. It's going to be a special event that you'll be able to get into if you come to the case study. And whatever criteria it is that we set up there, I'm not sure exactly how we'll do it, but it will be a limited number of people that can come. So you're going to want to register for that case study and be there, because if you don't go to the case study, you're not going to be able to get into the event. All right. So go ahead and get yourself set up. Call Lifestyles Unlimited. And I told my people today, I said, look, we need a web page. We need a landing page where people can just sign up. I'm trying to get them to design that today. By tomorrow, hopefully we'll have that for you. Now, let's go back to the situation here where I had all these consultants. I had all these mentors now. We had all these people. We're doing all these deals. We're doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deals. And then all of a sudden, guys like Grant Cardone out there got out there and started telling people to come invest with him, and that, you know, you couldn't do it yourself. You have to, you know, go with him and put your money with him, and he'll make you rich. And whatever his spiel was, what it did was it made everybody else get out there and start trying to be like Grant Cardone, which was to raise capital. And all of a sudden, there were people out there who had no idea what they were doing in the marketplace. And they started buying everything and pushing the prices higher and higher and higher. During that same time, interest rates were going down. So it was possible to pay a higher price and it still get the loan for the deal because the interest rates were going lower. But it all had to come to an end. And I started doing seminars about, hey, don't get stuck in this. It's going to collapse. You know, the interest rates are too low. They can't stay that low. The price is too high. They can't stay that high. I've got video after video of me doing that. In fact, I've made a whole montage, a 30-minute montage of me going through all of these different seminars I gave and cut it out and put it together. And they made a montage of it. Hey, look, this is what we told you. Don't do this. And a lot of people started doing that because the marketplace said that's where you're going to get rich, is to go out here and pay too much for a property. With an adjustable rate mortgage, that the interest rates are so low, it's almost like stealing the money. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day it wasn't. Interest rates went back up. Prices got crashed. And what I found from all of that, what I found and how I fixed that over the last 2 years, and I've really fixed it over the last 6 months, is that I found that the mentors who I had brought in, who were members themselves, had never seen failure. It's a pretty bizarre thing. I've been here for 35 years. I've seen up markets and down markets, but many of the people in our group have never seen a down market, had never seen a down market. So when I'm crying, hey, watch out, there's going to be a down market, they're like, yeah, sure. And they were buying, and they were mentoring people to buy. And what they found was, even when they even started to believe it was getting dangerous, they found it almost impossible to say no to people because people were wanting to make their $1 million. Let me buy my deal, me be a syndicator, me be a big guy, me make a lot of money and make my millions and millions of dollars. Except it was the wrong place and time to do that. And they didn't have the guts to say no. And guts isn't probably the right word for it. They felt uncomfortable telling people, no, don't do what it is we signed you up and taught you how to do. Because these deals right now are polluted. And so people did deals that they shouldn't have done, and so they ended up having bad results. Now, myself, I said, I couldn't figure out how to fix that. I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Every deal that we do now, you bring it to me. And I look at it and tell you it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. In other words, I'm not telling you it's a great deal, or I am telling you if it's a bad deal. And I'm telling you, it makes enough sense that I'll put a mentor on it with you and you guys can go do it. But if it doesn't make any sense at all, I'm going to point that out to you right away. What that does is it gives all the passives the confidence to know that if you don't have a letter from Dell saying, hey, this deal makes at least enough sense to go look into, the deal never should have got off the ground. And that syndicator is taking undue risks on deals that common sense says don't make any sense at all. And that's what I had to do. I had to come back and get involved again. In other words, I had almost completely walked away from working on a day-to-day basis at Lifestyles, which is what I wanted to do. I mean, I just did, it got to be so much, I just wanted to let it run itself. And then, like everything else in life, it couldn't run itself. So I'm back. And I'm touching every deal I can touch, every person I can touch. You get me again. That's the difference. Now, that's on the multifamily syndication side. I don't do single families anymore, so I couldn't help you any more than any of my other mentors because they're doing them. All my mentors do what they teach. But on the multifamily side, I'm going to be touching you, right?
So
I wanted to let you know, if you're just tuning in right now, you don't want to miss out on this. It's going to be the largest event we've had since our last expo. It's going to be in Houston, Texas. It's going to start September 4th at the Case Study. This is a limited number of person events. It's only because the venue only holds about 400 people. So you're going to need to register for that. And we're going to have panels of current successful investors that up there you can ask questions of. You know, what's going on right now, how they're making the marketplace work right now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're also going to have mentors and consultants there. We're going to have ambassadors there to talk about different cities and states around the country that we have deals and places and things going on. So we're going to have a giant networking group of people that are all together for the same purpose, and that is your education and your excitement and your motivation and your mentoring. That's September 4th on Thursday night, probably starts at 6 o'clock, and about 9, then we'll go out. There'll be single-family and multifamily information there. Along with that, Saturday and Sunday is going to be the best two-day you're going to see in a long time and probably in the future for a while, because I'm giving a different version of the two-day. I'm giving the version of the two-day where we teach you the stuff you need to know to get started, to be effective. And then I'm sprinkling in on top of that, hey, 35 years experience, Dell. What have people done to mess this up? What should I look out for? What is the biggest mistakes people have made? How can I look out for those and not fall into those mistakes? All right? It's good stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Saturday and Sunday, all day long. It's very important that you be there. All right? Again, this is a limited seating event, and I'm sorry I can't make it larger because it's in my office. It's in my studio where we have all of our videotaping and conferencing and everything else so that I can videotape the whole event. If I go somewhere else, I don't have all that. Cameras. We have cameras set up all along the ceiling, different angles, audio, the whole bit. It's all set up. Boom, I walk in, we go. You go somewhere else, tons and tons of problems to set up, and the cost accelerates way high. And so to get into this event, if you're a regular member, you can get in. If you're not a member yet, you can become a member for a year, and you can get into this event. So whoever you are, probably if you can't afford, probably not the right time in your life to take this information. I say that only because, you know, information is valuable, even if you get it far in advance of being able to use it, simply because it allows you to think about where do I need to aim. But in reality, if you're saying, well, can I use this information and I come to this, will I be able to walk out the door and buy real estate if I have no money? And the answer is no. You're going to need to have money to buy real estate. That's just the way it is. This is not a something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased type of idea that's out there on the internet. Hey, you can start this thing for 10. No, you can't start real estate for 10 bucks. It doesn't work that way. You can get the information for only $298 and hear everything you need to be successful, information-wise, that's all. And you say, well, Del, you have other programs, right? I go, yes, I have consulting programs. There's a difference. You want a multimillionaire to take you by the hand and walk you through the deals you're doing? That's different. You want us to find all your deals for you? That's different. Those are different upgrades that you can look at if you want, but you don't need them to learn what we do and how we do it. That's the two-day. So you want to get there and get into that two-day. Now, having said all that, again, get in there and register. The two dates are Thursday, September 4th for the case study, Saturday and Sunday, September 6th and 7th for the two-day. Now, I promised you that I was going to go through this email that somebody sent me. They sent over this article. It said, Texas foreclosures are climbing again, and one city is driving the surge. Now, before I go into the article, what I need you to understand, if you're listening for the first time or have not picked this up yet, we do better when there's foreclosures. We do better when the marketplace crashes, because when the market crashes, we go in and buy stuff 50 cents on the dollar. We make a killing on the price, and then we turn around and rent it. When people can't afford to buy homes on their own, they've got to rent. When they're getting foreclosed on, losing their homes, they've got to rent. So it's a double-edged positive for us. It is, one, we can buy their houses from them for half price, and not really from them, we're buying them from the bank, and or we can then turn around and lease it back to them because they need a place to live and at a price they can afford, and we still make a profit. So it is actually a three-way positive. They get a place to live. We get an investment for a decent price, right? All that is positive. And the government gets out of the problem of having all these bad deals go bad. Nobody take them over. So I read you this article. It says, and by the way, just to say who this is from, KTOH-TV Houston, Texas. It says, new U.S. foreclosure market report counts 36,128 properties nationwide with filings, default notice scheduled for auction, a bank and bank repossession. What's up? Foreclosure filings ticked up again in July. That's up 11% from July's foreclosure activity, and continues to trend upward year over year, with increases in both starts and completions of these foreclosures. It goes on and says, what's happening in Houston among major metros, 1 million or more population, Houston posted one of the worst foreclosure rates. One in every 1,882 houses have gone into filing, right? Houston led big metros in foreclosures. Chicago, New York, Miami, Dallas were all right behind them. It goes on and says, how does Texas compare? It says, Texas has most foreclosure starts of any state, 3,600 in July. Texas was also among the states with the greatest number of completed foreclosures. 377 were completed in July. States with the worst foreclosure rates are Nevada, Florida, Maryland, South Carolina, and Illinois. Well, there you go, folks. More opportunity for us, because remember, we're not doing this just for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.